For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I want your opinion on this, Kelly. Is it ethical to lie to someone about event starting times who's notoriously late? Have you ever done this?
Yes. And I've had people do it to me because I'm notoriously late. Yeah, if it's going to get you there on time, you got to do what you got to do.
This is a viral Reddit debate right now, if it's actually ethical to do so. I think it's absolutely ethical because I think it's more rude if you are late.
Okay, I will say there was a small percentage that it did backfire. We did this at our wedding. We got married right off of the 15 in Corona, and it's notorious for having really bad traffic right there. And we knew people were going to, you know, be running late. And so we're like, let's tell everybody that our wedding actually starts an hour earlier than it does to make sure that everybody's there on time. And so you could tell the people that were actually going to be on time because they got there an hour early. So there were a few people that waited around for an hour, but most of the people showed up right on time. They would have missed the entire ceremony.
I can't believe you actually did this. That's a huge risk. Because imagine if everybody was on time, they would have therefore been an hour early. You just knew your friends well enough to know that that's not going to happen.
I know my family and friends, and it was funny. The one person who was there on time for the fake time was our old boss here at K-Frog. And the day that I got married just happened to be like 107 degrees. And he is like, he walked in while I was getting ready. And he's like, are you serious? I'm out here melting because somebody had told him like, no, they lied on the invitation. And I was like, I'm sorry. We'll get started as soon as we can.
The rumor did get around that you lied about it.
Yeah, because it's a known thing with my family and my husband's family. Everybody's always late. But you can't be late to weddings. You're going to miss it.
I never told my ex-wife the truth about a starting time. She was that notoriously late. And it was very surprising because she's very, like, proper and respects people. But this is the one thing she could never get right.
Well, and I think it depends on what you're... I'm not even going to say lying. What you're fibbing about? Is it a wedding? Something that, you have to be on time. Is it, like, a kid's birthday party? I never show up on time. I'm always late to that, but that's almost planned to be late.
Or even a dinner reservation. Like if you're 15 minutes late, sometimes you lose the reservation. Yeah. So I always lie to her about that as well. Everything.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
No, not if you get there on time, but some people are saying it's unethical. But we want to hear what you think.
You can call or text us 888-431-3764. Have you ever lied and about an event time to make sure someone was there on time? Oh, that rock. We're a bunch of liars, but we're on time. That's what we're finding out. Everybody agrees. It's okay to lie about the time as long as your intention is good, and that intention is to be somewhere on time.
Yeah, that's the general consensus this morning. The 951 says we always lie about birthday times at least an hour earlier because everyone is always late, beside my dad.
And I don't know what it is. Like, that's like a mental thing. I'm like, oh, the party starts at 4. Okay, we'll get there at 4:30. Like, I don't know why in my mind I'm like, it's okay to be late to a birthday party.
See, this is though, I lie to certain people who I know are late. Like, you're late. I'll probably lie to you about a time. Mm-hmm. But to lie to a whole birthday party, or like you did, a whole wedding, there's a huge amount of risk involved in that because that can upset people who get there at the appropriate time.
Well, the risk was worth it because there are still people who were late and we said it started an hour earlier. 909 says, I have a friend who's late for everything. So the other day we went to the Dodger game. I told him it was at 6. The game really didn't start till 7. We got there, finally parked. I told him the truth. We laughed about it, but he was slightly annoyed. But you got there on time.
He has no right to be annoyed because you're on time. 909 here. It's absolutely okay to tell people they're always late a fake time. The lady I'm dating is always late. She's going to be late to her own funeral.
I've heard that about myself. 951 says, Kelly and Guy, we tell people the wrong time all the time, but it especially depends on where we're going. If it's dinner, it's usually 15 to 20 minutes just to give that extra leeway. I'm positive my husband does the same thing to me.
Really?
He will come in and he'll be like, what's your ETA? Are you ready? How far out are we? Or the worst is he'll be like, I have the kids in the car. Are you ready? And I'm like, okay, fine.
It's interesting because you are so organized and very type A, and I'm more disorganized and a bit of a mess. But when it comes to being on time, that's the one thing I actually get right. because I hate having to call up a restaurant and say, hey, remember, don't lose my table. We're on our way. We're stuck in traffic. I hate that. I always want to be on time.
Oh, see, and I'll just blame it on my husband.
Right.
Do you lie about the event time to make sure people are actually there on time? You could call or text us, 888-431-3764.
It seems a general consensus this morning is if you're late, you're going to get lied to about starting times.
Well, and it seems like everybody's okay with it. I will admit I'm notoriously late. If my husband lies to me and tells me, hey, we need to be there at 6:30 and it's really not till 7, I'm okay because we'll be on time. I know he's doing it for the greater good.
But does he ever tell you that he actually lied to you, or you never know the true starting time?
I never know.
Oh, so he might actually be lying to you and you still don't know.
My philosophy is we'll get there when we get there type thing. Not so much for him. He's more like the 951 that says in the military, if you're late, you're left behind. And that's my husband, 100%.
562 says, I lied to my husband about the time to meet the pastor before we got married. He wasn't happy, but he got over it because we've been married 18 years.
See, it worked out in the long run. 909 says, I have to lie to myself about the start time so that I'm there on time.
Just become a mental thing. Get it in your head.
See, this goes back to the whole alarms that we talked about a couple weeks ago. This is why I have so many alarms set.
How many? Four? Five?
Yeah, because imagine how late I would be then.
I lied to my ex-wife about our engagement time, and she was still nearly late for it. It was at a restaurant.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.